Hello, BBB Army. Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
Rinse up the screens. I hate this.
I know. I don't like
It
this.
sucks when we get in person, have a great time, and then we realize we're now we have to go separate ways and back into our individual screens.
I don't like it. Like, it's one of those things. Okay, this is gonna sound like weird, but I don't mean for it to sound weird. Like, when we're with each other, it's so much easier, I feel, than when we're doing it through webcam. And I think I blame the lag.
Plus, time just goes a little faster when we're together, I swear.
I know. It's like we could do 2 weeks and it will feel like just 3 days.
Yeah, but we're back in individual screens, guys. But hopefully, you guys enjoyed last week's episode with the Mad Libs. Aren't you lucky you're a pug? So
Aren't you lucky you're a wrinkle?
skip your razors high and kill it in the sky.
Hands down, Bleeders was the best Mad Lib.
Anyway, we are back sadly in our individual screens until the next time we meet up. We hope
Ooh.
that sometime soon here. If not, definitely sometime next year.
Oh yeah, 100%. It's gonna have to the speed start being like a yearly thing. I go there,
Honestly,
you come here, we
I
go
think
somewhere.
Ryan and I miss the Hudson and Nicole.
We miss you guys. It's so sad going back home. Like, it's one of those things. It's great to be home, but it's so sad.
Long distance besties, you guys understand our pain. We get it. So anyway,
Yes.
moving on. So I don't know really what to call this video. I mean, I'm sh in my head is like, let's catch up on the news that is going on right now with the tour and stuff and some other BBB news. First of all, for anyone who got the Labor Day sales, I think basically like to 40 to 60% up, hopefully you got some goodies during the Be a Blackfoot Bride sale. Definitely did. I'm so happy I did because I was able to snag the Heart of Fire pin that I missed out when that first drop collection came out, and I'm happy I did because I looked like last night sold out.
They brought back a bunch of new merch, or not new merch, sorry, but they brought back old merch too.
Yeah, Faithless merch, what the well the mirror is still up there, Heart of Fire merch
The
too,
In
the
the End.
ones in the end. Yeah,
Wasn't the In the End hoodie, yeah.
and then obviously all of the Phantom Tomorrow stuff is like at the 60% and stuff, so if you kind of got a chance, grab it before it's permanently gone. I think, yeah, there was a lot of that. So hey, I'm just happy with the Heart of Fire pin and the Faithless shirt. I missed out on the Faithless shirt because I was like, but then I saw the design and I'm like, okay, it's kind of cool.
The Faithless shirt is so cool. I mean, I can't lie. Waiting for a paycheck here, but I'm hoping the Faithless shirt will still be there, because if it is, I'm gonna snag it.
I know, it's really cool. So hopefully you guys grab the good deals there because I know some stuff is kind of cool to get. So I'm happy about the pin. Also got one for Nicole. So I didn't want her to miss out.
I feel so loved. Thank you.
Guess for this episode, we're just gonna go a couple of things here and there about the tour and some other stuff. So Nicole, you're gonna take charge of the first topic.
Okay, so the first topic we're gonna bring up, you guys, because we're kind of doing a two in one here. For anyone that obviously is aware of the whole Bleeders EP that dropped, we went ahead and we covered the Bleeders song and music video as well as My Friends. But the one song we didn't cover was Sunday Bloody Sunday. And for anyone that doesn't know, you can only get that song, I believe, if you have Apple iTunes and if you just pre-ordered or just bought the vinyl or the CD. There is no other
Isn't it
way to
on the
listen to
Walkman?
Sunday.
Is it on the Walkman? Or the cassette tape, not Walkman. The cassette tape.
That's actually a good question. I think
Because I
it
know you
is.
have the cassette tape. I was wondering if it's on there.
I think it is. Yes, it's
Okay.
on the Walkman too. Sunday, Bloody Sunday is also on the cassette tape. You cannot go to YouTube or Spotify, or can you go to Spotify?
Well, I think some people already have uploaded the song on YouTube, so you can listen to the song. It's just not on the
Oh no.
official Blackfell Brides page, unfortunately. Yeah, it's the internet, Nicole.
I know. And here, okay, hear me out, you guys. Before we dive in, I just gotta like say my two cents on that. Like, I totally get it because I understand there are fans who probably couldn't order anything and they probably will never get to hear the song. And that's your way of being like, hey, like, here you go, have a treat. But if you guys think like Blackfoot Brides did that specifically for a reason, oh, it just hurts my head when people do
Yeah.
that. I mean,
Once you type in Sunday, Bloody Sunday, not only, but the U2 versions come out and like the Red Rock performances that they did and stuff. But if you scroll a little bit more, then you'll see someone upload the BBB version. So.
I did not know that, and I should have guessed that that would eventually happen. So I, for anyone who is waiting to hear that Sunday Bloody Sunday cover, go to YouTube, I guess. It won't be on the official Black Veil Brides page, though, as Ruth said. But we're kind of here to discuss our thoughts and opinions on the Sunday Bloody Sunday. Oh my God, it's almost a tongue twister. I have to say it
Time,
slower.
five times that Sunday, Bloody Sunday, Sunday, Bloody Sunday, Sunday, Bloody Sunday, fun's a little limb. Okay.
I mean, you were close. You said it three times. It's that fourth one that got you. So to be honest, like the original song is done by U2. U2.
YouTube,
U2.
YouTube,
Yeah. U2.
YouTube.
That is a band I can honestly say that I didn't quite listen to as often growing up. I am aware of the song though. And so in my personal opinion, I feel that it's always a special treat when Black Veil Brides does covers because I feel it's so rare for them to do covers as it is. And I think that they always do exceptionally well. However, when it came to Sunday Bloody Sunday, like hear me out, it's going to sound bizarre, but when you listen to it, it sounds like Black Veil Brides without sounding like Black Veil Brides, if that makes sense. So, and when I say that, if there was an outsider person, someone who does not like Black Veil Brides, that listens to that song without, like, if it just popped up, you know, like on a Spotify playlist or YouTube, let's just say YouTube or something. If they hate Black Veil Brides, but they didn't know that was Black Veil Brides, I genuinely think that they would find that to be an incredible song because I feel that they completely blew it out of the park. The skill technique from all the guys, and then Andy's voice, it's so renewed. And I just think it makes it such a fantastic cover. I can't lie, I kind of like it more than the original. And I know a lot of people don't like hearing those kinds of things, but I really feel that that cover was so f-ing fantastic.
I will say, first time hearing it, I struggled to find it because I know it was exclusive on iTunes and stuff. So I literally had to pull up my app somewhere of iTunes because I don't use iTunes anymore. I use Spotify and stuff. And so, like, girl, it's not on Spotify or anything. So I had to dig through my apps. I found iTunes and stuff. And then I found Sunday Bloody Sunday. I was like, where the hell is it? And stuff. So I was able to get it. Kind of like you, growing up, I didn't really listen to U2 as a lot growing up. I think the first time I heard Sunday Bloody Sunday was when I started listening to rock and back home, you know, just being a teenager, you know, angsty teenager. Again, on my SpongeBob.
The SpongeBob
Because it had a
boombox.
radio sec of section two and mo mode mod, whatever you call it.
Oh, that's cool.
I went into the rock station back home, and I remember it came up, and I was just like, okay, this is kind of cool. I like the beat of it, and stuff, not knowing what the song was called or the name of the band and stuff. So, and when I heard BBB's version, I'm like, again, it's been so long since I listened to the original. So when I heard the BBB version, I'm like, okay, obviously this is a song that's a cover. Why does it sound very familiar? I'm like, okay, so then I had to go into YouTube version. I'm like, that's it. So it was just kind of weird just to listen to kind of like core memories unlocked after listening to Black Veil Brides' version and stuff. I will say they do, obviously it's a cover, so obviously it's going to sound very similar, which I get. But for me personally, U2's version is more like, how do I put this in words? I would say listening to that version, I want to say it's more upbeat than Black Veil Brides' version. Black Veil
Black Veil
Brides'
Brides is
version.
more dark and twisted.
Yeah, and especially with Jake's solo guitar and stuff, I'm just like, because like obviously again I know same lyrics and stuff, but like the different vibes they went for definitely made the song change a little. So like now I'm just like, oh, I'm cheery and helpful. I want you to listen to the YouTube version. Never mind, I kind of want that kind of sinister dark version. BBB.
That's a good word choice, sinister for it.
And that was my kind of experience with that song and single. Like, I knew the song was going to be there and stuff. And I think it was kind of smart what BBB did, only releasing it on iTunes. And I know you could get an early release if you got the Rock Sound magazine, because they said if you order that before the album was released, you got a co code to listen to the song too, if you didn't have the album or vinyl or cassette tape and stuff.
Was that like a digital download that
Yeah, it
you
was a
got?
digital download. It was like QR code that you can download and then hear it in the app or something, because I have it over there. Let me actually grab it. This baby. So, like,
So
yeah, they
pretty.
it came with like a tap to unlock music for the thing itself, and I
Yeah.
think the little thing came out. But yep, that if you got this purchase of the magazine from Rock Sound, you can get early access, or not early access, but just get access to the song. So yeah.
Yeah, I was highly like anticipating listening to that because, you know, I had to wait for the CD to come in, or the CD EP, y'all get same thing. I had to wait for it to come in. When it finally came in, I think I might have listened to it like 10 or 15 times in a row on really loud. But I do think that they did the cover like justice. It was absolutely well done.
I'm just surprised just the vocals that Andy's been able to produce now. Like, I know you told me, and we'll get into this when we get it, when we saw BBB live together, just hearing Andy's voice and the screams. I know you told me like he's been working on new vocal was it warm-ups and stuff to get different range and stuff, and clearly it's working.
I can't lie. That's why I use the word, that's the term, his voice is renewed, because it truly is. It doesn't sound, if you go back and listen to the other albums, it sounds nothing compared to Bleeders.
Which is really crazy to think about. I mean, I know it's still Andy, but it's just like renewed Andy.
Exactly.
It's really crazy how far he has come, especially with the new songs and let alone the performances with this tour right now with Fallen in Reverse. So
I mean, in which, yeah, I mean, if you're ready to get into the tour itself, the popular Monster tour.
Monster Tour.
I was gonna say, just real quick, since we're already on the topic of like the performance of Black Veil Brides and Andy's vocals, can we talk about the fact, we'll go over all the songs, but Devil. We heard Devil.
That was my first time hearing Devil live, and I'm so excited because I know they played Devil in the Journey of Terror, like leg three, I want to say. They did play Devil in that because my friend went to it in El Paso, and he's like, "Oh yeah, they performed Devil." I'm like,
Yeah, was it Devil on leg three and
I
then
think it was
Devil
leg
in
three.
Mexico?
Yes? Question
Am I
mark.
wrong?
I don't remember.
Out of all the songs they could have sung, Devil was the least that I was expecting. But I'm so happy we got it though.
So I know a lot of fans already know kind of the set list already and stuff. I know there are some fans avoiding it, which congrats. I know that can be hard and stuff. But okay, so they opened up with Faithless. I feel like Faithless is such a common opening
Yeah.
song. Like, okay. No shade to the song Faithless. I love it and stuff. I'm Black Veil Brides again. I love you guys. Don't take any of don't please don't crucify me. But I was kind of hoping for something different just because I've been to a lot of BBB concerts and they tend to use Faithless a lot for openings. Like, I'm not upset over it, but at the same time, I'm just like, Faithless again. That's the best way to put it.
Well, I will go ahead and say this. I think the reason they opened with Faithless for this specific tour was to kind of target more of the those Falling in Reverse fans, because I can't lie, Faithless is such a heavy song, and I feel the moment those drums and guitars hit, I think it caught a lot of their attention.
Which, yeah, I can kind of see it now. So there was Faithless, then they played Bleeders, obviously, because it's Bleeders, come on.
Yeah.
And then they went to Rebel Yell, which that was my second time hearing that live.
Me too. And for a lot of fans, I was seeing it was their first.
The first time I heard Rebel Yells was at Warped Tour, actually. So yeah.
Now I'm trying to think if that was my third then, because my first time was at the Church of the Wild Ones tour. Maybe they did. So maybe that is my third time then, because they sung it at Warped Tour. No, I don't know. I think, no,
Did you
maybe it's my
go? I think
second.
it was Warped Tour 2013 when the Indian, they were in the Indian era.
Oh, I did go to that Warped Tour, so then it would be my third time.
Okay, so she got one on me.
Sorry.
I absolutely love that song just because, like, again, it's a rare song for them to really sing and pick and stuff. So for them to pick that song, I'm like, it live. After that, it was it Legacy?
No, wasn't it Devil? I think they did Devil
You were
after that.
right. Okay, Rebel Yells, Devil. Then they went into the Legacy. I just want to say, it's hearing Legacy. Obviously, I've heard it a couple times already live. Don't get me wrong. It's amazing. I love everything about it. The guitar solo, CC on the drums, you know, everything. I don't know if you noticed this, Nicole, but I kept like looking at you every time Andy did his screams and yells. Like, I was just like, what the f-? I was like, oh my God. Ha. Like, respectfully, Andy, sploosh.
Okay, I can admit I had no clue that you were like looking over at me, but I mean obviously I was hearing all those screams that he and I was just blown away. I'm like, that is everything I've ever
I
wanted.
have never heard those screams from him ever. And let alone like, oh, because, well, it looks like he's nailing it for every other show, but like, I've never heard it. Plus, this was the second stop of the tour, so I know their voices were still fresh and stuff. So like, that was my first time I ever experienced like a pretty fresh experience, you know, not like overwhelmed and like, okay, tired and stuff or sick or something. So, but
Yeah, which
like,
I'm so glad that you got to finally like experience a BBB show like right off the bat.
dude, like if you go to our concert vlog, I recorded the whole Legacy because as soon as I heard the first scream, I was like, I gotta continue. Like, I know you were recording too, and then you shut up, but like,
My dumb butt was like, "Okay, I'm gonna stop." And then he did it, and I was like, and then Ruth's like, "I got it. I got it."
the end of Legacy, that yell, I swear to God, gave me chills. And I was just like, oh my, I even, you could probably hear me say it. Oh my God. Like, I was just
You
like,
can.
I was blown away. Oh my God. I felt like I was dreaming. I'm not gonna lie. I almost thought like, this is Andy? This is Andy.
I feel like back in the Set the World on Fire era, during those times, Andy was like, I'm not saying that he hasn't gone all out on stage before, but I feel like the screams over time lessened, which isn't a bad thing. Andy, you know, obviously can sing however he feels on stage, but it really is those special moments when you go to shows and he adds in those things that you don't expect.
I was just like gobsmacked. Like, I just couldn't, like, I felt like I couldn't breathe for a second.
Yes, feels.
Okay, so after Legacy, they did seven, right? So I can't remember the last song before In the End right now.
Oh my gosh.
Do I have to go look
Okay,
at the
hold on. Yeah,
photo?
I'm going. It's going to drive me insane, Ruth. We have to see. Oh, knives and pens.
Oh, wow, we're stupid.
Wow, we're dumb. Like, how did we not?
Of course, the classic. Oh my God.
Yeah, knives and pens before In the End.
That depends on, of course, they ended up in the end. So, like, I know it was a very short list, obviously, because they were not headlining and stuff. But, like, first of all, this was a whole experience, I think, for both of us, honestly, for this tour and stuff. Because when they announced, obviously, we knew that BBB wasn't headlining, which, you know, it's like bittersweet, I would say. Like, they're still touring, but obviously their set is smaller because they're an opening act for Ronnie Falling in Reverse. So I knew the set list was going to be short, obviously, and stuff, which, you know, it's like, obviously we want more, but at the same time, it's just like, again, we said this multiple times, even when the tour was announced, like the venues that they're playing in are huge and stuff. And this was my first time going to that venue at the casino and stuff. Even the whole setup for like VIP, like I know Ronnie had his VIP and stuff, and obviously Dance, Gavin Dance, and BBB had it. I want to say, I know most venues are kind of like, oh my God, like the Denver show, unorganized with VIP. Sorry, no shade.
Yeah, Denver, man. Just the Ogden Theater for some
But I
reason.
almost felt like for this VIP with the all the
Sorry, Ender got up and he's like,
which is
no.
all the big bands and stuff playing, I felt like the venue had a good organization for VIP, even though like they had no idea what Dance Gavin Dance and BVB was VIP's line. We kind of just made our own and they were okay with it. So
God, we have to.
it was nice because I know there's mixed feelings about BVB's VIP package for one, for being like what, 250, I want to say. Like, I get it, it's kind of pricey and stuff, but like for me, how I view it as like this is a huge opportunity for Black Veil Brides, and to kind of cap it at 25, like I get it, but it's a really cool experience because like, yeah, you get in and stuff, you have your own line for BVB and stuff, which is really cool. I like the setup that they had for us.
I know, it was in like a tent.
It was like in a tent, like kind of behind, near-ish the venue. It's weird to explain. So,
Had to be there.
Chevy came and got us. And then before she came in, obviously the announcement that most people are getting now, the fans of the razors that we were supposed to get, the factory made them a little too realistic. So
Which I'm living for. And I was gonna say that makes sense why they limited it to 25, though. Even if they didn't make them real and they were completely fake, if they
like
did like
this.
100, like the standard 150, that's a lot of razors to
That is a
make.
lot of razors. I'm really excited to see this razor that we're going to get through mail and stuff, which I haven't got any notifications yet, so I'm hoping soon. But
I pray, Sue.
I know, I'm really looking forward to that and stuff because, Sherry's like, yeah, they kind of made them really too realistic. So due to safety concerns with the venues, they're going to be mailed to you, but they're really cool because they have the BVB logo engraved and stuff. So.
So excited. The venue itself, going back to that real quick, I'm sorry. There's something I wanted to say and I just did not speak up, but I wish every venue could be like that, like the casino one, because for anyone that doesn't know, like you literally just got to go in and chill. You could gamble or do poker or whatever you do in casinos, that you want to do. Or there's like a hotel, so you could just like get a hotel or just sit in the chairs. Like if it was really hot outside, which it wasn't, you could just be inside and stay cool. But if it's really, or if it's like too cold outside, you could stay inside and be warm. It wasn't one of the classics waiting in line type of deal. But it was really cool to experience them play in such a big outdoor venue, because I'm just gonna point out Black Veil Brides needs to come back and get their third chance to play at Red Rocks, please. Then when they do, Ruth, you have to come and
Oh
see
yeah,
them play at
but
Red
like
Rocks.
no, if they're coming to Red Rocks and stuff, Ryan and I will find a way to go, like skip work and come over. Cause just the venue alone is like, I mean, was it this is where they will be there? Cause they got robbed twice or three times.
They got robbed twice, so
Third
they have
time's
to.
a charm.
I know. I'm hoping. First time was COVID, and then second time their equipment didn't arrive.
The venue experience was awesome. The VIP experience was awesome. You have the choice of getting your blood done, your neck with blood and stuff by Chevy. And then the bar parlor chair was there with a little background. And then the guys came up. And I have been noticing this from the BBB videos that they've been posting for VIPs. Like, I wasn't expecting this, but Andy himself is coming down the lines to thank each fan by shaking their hand for VIP, which truthfully I was not expecting because because we're so used to the 150 VIP. Obviously, he's not going to do that. So.
Yeah, and okay, I'm just gonna throw this out there. And I already told Ruth this, but when we were at the show too, but like the way that I was seeing it and the way that it felt for me is when Andy, because he's doing this at every single show, the way that I'm seeing it is I think he is giving all the fans a personal thank you for going to support them.
Honestly, like I'm sure a lot of BBB fans went still, but just couldn't afford VIP. Like I understand financials, so we're not saying you're and not in importance. You are. But no, I like what Nicole did say that because like it is kind of true because obviously as we went over when the tour was announced, a lot of mixed feelings with the tour, but Falling in Reverse and Ronnie and stuff. Like I get it. So, but I felt like the VIP experience was obviously we had a little extra time. Because there wasn't 150 people,
It
and
was more intimate.
it was more intimate, and obviously it was awesome just to see them again, and at least at the Airway Heights show, Spokane show. We got lucky enough and met Alex, Cece's wife there, because she flew in to see him perform. It was really cool to meet her and stuff. Like, I didn't, I knew she was going to be there. I was not expecting for her to join VIP. So,
I know, and I can't lie. I feel like we were the only people in line that knew who she was.
weird. Like, everyone's like, who are they talking to? It's like, it's Cece's wife.
Who was so sweet, by the way. Like the sweetest bean, you guys.
She's so sweet. I mean, Cece, I know you know this, but you got yourself a lucky gem and you're the lucky guy. Your guys are so sweet together. She's so sweet and everything. For her just to like fly over for one show and stuff to see you and stuff, that's amazing, honestly. And Alex, again, thank you so much for taking your time to talk to us and stuff and getting a quick photo. Like, we truly appreciate it. Like, it was awesome to finally meet you in person.
I know that was, I can't lie. Check that off the bucket list. 'Cause one thing, I never thought that I would meet any of the guys' wives. So to be able to meet Cece's was pretty dope.
VIP was awesome and stuff. And then obviously we got early access to the merch. I can say the merch collection.
It was awesome.
I know for our venue, obviously, that they were selling tickets for the pit. We did not get pit tickets. We actually got tickets at the seating area, the benches. So, yeah.
We had awesome seats though, you guys. We had such a great view. And if I'm being realistic, like, of course, it's always amazing to be down in the pit and rocking out with Blackfoot Brides at Barricade. Being so close, that's a whole other experience on its own. But to be able to also just sit down and just, relax and not have to worry about, oh God, like I have to hold my friend's
Yeah.
spot or my back's getting tired or you have to pee, like to be, that's a different feeling on its own too.
I told Nicole this as we were getting ready for the concert that day. It's like, it feels weird not being in the rush.
Yeah, we weren't stressing, we weren't rushing, like we were pretty chill.
We all went. It was an amazing time. Obviously, our partners did not get VIP. What is Ender doing?
Sorry, I have the window open. Give me 1 minute. Let me just go close this window. He's trying to get out.
We got VIP, our partners did it, so they did meet us when the general admission came in. But we had a good seating. It was awesome because even though we weren't strictly in the middle, we could see a good part of the stage. And plus they had screens, which was okay. I've never seen BBB like in a big venue with, let alone with screens, because I've never been to like going to the big festivals where typically they have screens. So for me, that was like a very first experience, like seeing BBB. Because like I'm so used to being up front and like in smaller venues and seeing them in person like that, so I knew this was going to be different because I knew we weren't in the pit and they had the screens. It was just like, where do I look? Do I look at the screen? Do I look at the stage? Because on the stage you're like that small, but on the screen, hello.
I know, I kept going back and forth. Like, I look at the screen, look back at the stage, look at the screen, look back at the stage.
But no, that was really cool and stuff. I want to state though, when BBB came on, not only did I love their intro with, I can't remember the name, the classic, but I think it's by Beethoven or something, that song, that classical music song they played.
Jinx would
So,
be so disappointed in us.
but that was really cool for what they did and how they did the screen and stuff with the blood dripping. I love that so much.
That was so cool.
The fact, okay, because I've been to concerts obviously in Washington and stuff, and concerts, fans for BBB, I would say, are mostly in Seattle, which I get, because it's a bigger city and there's a lot of little towns around Seattle, so where a lot of fans are. And so at least in Spokane, I know some fans from Seattle do travel here to Spokane to see them and stuff. But for a big venue like that, I was just like, here I was thinking like, okay, it's going to be as huge or big as Denver, because I know there's a lot of dedicated fans over in Denver, Colorado and stuff. But I was just so heart, like my heart was just so happy when BBB came out and all the fans were singing with them, rocking out with them and stuff. Like the fans knew who they were and sang with them. And I'm just like, even like on the where we were at, like obviously you could see the pit, but like even on the stage, on the sitting on the bar top benches and stuff, like they were singing, they were rock and roll, they were yelling for Blackfoot Brides. Like I saw tons of Fallen Reverse fans obviously wearing the merch and stuff, but they were banging and rocking out to Blackfoot Brides, and I was just like, oh my God, there's hope in Washington.
Well, it was such an amazing feeling because normally if Black Veil Brides, whether they're headlining or not, It seems like with any band they're touring with, those fans are usually pretty disrespectful and they're just not nice. So to be able to experience a show that's not even a Black Veil Brides tour, just they're just a part of it, and to have the main headliner band's fans rock out to Black Veil Brides and just appreciate them for being there and giving them music. That was a truly incredible experience, in my opinion. And I can almost guarantee you that Black Veil Brides walked away that night gaining a ton more fans,
Oh yeah,
people that
100%.
were there that maybe did not know about them.
And just hearing from other fans going to the different show dates and stuff, like it's the same experience. And
Everyone was so nice to one another, even if people were shouting like the weirdest things, nothing like bad. But if, when obviously, like when Ronnie came on, people were shouting daddy and all that stuff. But like people weren't bullying each other, they were just laughing and giggling with one
oh my
another.
God, it was a different experience. Like, obviously, we both went to the Black Mass tour where it was reversed, where Ronnie following reverse was an opening act for BVB. Now it was a flip over this time around. It was kind of cool to see, I'm not gonna lie. And like, at least, well, to be fair, it was a small venue when I went to the Black Mass tour, and yeah, there was a lot of moshing when Fall in Reverse came on, but I survived.
Barely survived. I don't honestly, the thing I remember the most with that set for Ronnie for Falling in Reverse on Black Mass was the basketball. He did like a basketball thing and had like a random fan come in. Like it was so weird.
Show was amazing, obviously. We wish Black Veil Brides could have played more, but just to see that in the big venue and stuff was amazing, just hearing the crowd and stuff. And obviously, when obviously Fall in Reverse came on, you know, Ronnie did say towards the end of his set, like, Andy, he loves Andy, he loves Black Veil Brides, and he's like, thanked them and stuff. So that was really nice and stuff. So.
And there was something, we unfortunately didn't get it on recording, you guys, but it was really cool of Ronnie. Towards the end of his set, pretty much, he went ahead and shouted out, obviously, Black Veil Brides, Dance Gavin Dance, and Tech N9ne. And he was just saying how that's what diversity looks like. And
Yeah.
it was really, really sweet of him, in my
I didn't,
opinion.
yeah, I barely hit record, so I miss a lot of that, so.
I should have, I'm like, Ruth always tells me to record when people are talking, and for some reason I don't, because I'm always torn at shows because I'm like, I'm not going to record. I just want to be here and listen. Even though when you record, you're still there, but I think we're so
No, and I
focused
totally
on
get it.
like,
I totally understand.
yeah, so it makes it
Just
so hard.
in from at least my experience, always record in between songs, and you never know what's gonna happen. Obviously, like the Denver show, just saying. And you
I know,
were
I
recording.
messed
Who
that
was
up too. I was so
recording?
mad.
Ha
Thank goodness you were.
ha. I've learned.
I do want to say real quick to Black Veil Brides, in case if no one has told you guys, but I'm sure you've heard it 1,000 times, but if no one has told you in person, I meant to, but y'all just make me so nervous. I
Really?
forget everything I want to say. I almost forgot to tell you guys that my mom said hi, but I want to tell you guys that I am just so beyond proud of you because you're performing in bigger arenas, and it was really cool for to see that for you guys. And honestly, maybe fans might not like this, but I'm really proud for you guys to also be sticking your ground too on this whole subject matter of the tour and staying on and not pulling out. I just want you guys to do what makes you happy, and I'm glad that you guys are doing that.
And I'm like I said to you and on social media, they're not playing games. They made a statement with that performance. Like, they're not playing around. Like, they're here. So,
No, they're here to continue to perform in big ass arenas like
I
that.
mean, their
Arenas,
next
venue,
big one,
outdoor. I mean, I would consider that an arena,
the
outdoor
next
arena.
one, the next big arena that they have is at Devil's Night with Creeper in the UK. I can. Oh, so hurts my soul, but I hope all of those fans enjoy. I know our friend Kata is going to be there, our friend Aaron's going to be there and stuff, and Lee's gonna, oh, no one, Lee's going to be there too. And I'm just like, you know, this will
Oh my
be the time
God.
for me to go, for I can actually meet these people and stuff, but like, financially, I
I know. It just had, I mean, I'm so thrilled and psyched for everyone going and psyched for BBB, but it just had to be like in another country.
See, if I won the lottery, it would be a different story. Like,
I feel you on
if
that, but
any
who
of
knows?
us.
Maybe after this Wembley, they could be performing in like just bigger arenas in general, you
Well, that's
know?
the thing. Like, I know there's been fans have been asking and stuff. Like, after this tour with Fallen Universe, they have the Wembley show. And after that, as far as we know, nothing planned. And I think they're just working on their new album.
They are. And you know, they're already touring with such a big name on the billboards, a huge rock artist. So I'm wondering if this has also gotten them the chance of their foot in the door to whether it is not their own tour and it's, you know, opening up for even bigger bands, or if this is like the start of their own tour of maybe other big bands opening for them.
Yes, but time will tell. We will see what the news have for BVB and stuff. And for those fans who are still going to the shows, we really hope you do enjoy it. And to those fans who attended the unveiling shows, lucky ducks, because I know you guys had a more intimate interaction with Blackfoot Brides. You got a longer set list and stuff because it was strictly Blackfoot Brides. I do know you can find a video, I think, of Myrtle Beach one. Someone recorded the whole Q&A and stuff. And I haven't watched it yet, but I did hear someone ask Andy his skin routine, skincare
Ooh,
routine.
see, send me the link. Send me the link.
So there's that. And so we hope you guys are enjoying those shows. And also, my apologies to those fans. Charlotte, I want to say that show got canceled due to the venue
I was just
promising they had
about
a
to
big enough
mention
stage, but they
that.
didn't.
The North Carolina show. Yeah, due to the limitations, venue was too small for pyro. From my understanding, Ronnie's not the one that canceled it. It was the venue itself. So to all the fans that were looking forward to seeing BVB, we are so sorry.
Sorry, we
It's
are.
always next time though. We've had cancellations too.
We know your pain.
It
We
happens.
understand. We understand. So.
All right, BVB Army. Today's fan shout out goes to, sorry if I butcher this, Dark Garuda 9958. That is their username on Twitter, or their at handle. Today's fan shout out goes to you because we have seen you online. We've seen you specifically on Twitter, and you are a huge dedicated fan of Blackfoot Brides. It looks like you did go ahead and I don't know how many times you've met them, but you have met them. So congratulations on that. So happy that you got to meet them. But you do daily post of just Blackfoot Brides in general, and we also just want to thank you for supporting us and our channel. That we just, you know, we always appreciate that. We can never get enough of your guys's love, and we just cannot get enough of the love that all of you guys give to Blackfoot Brides. So the fan shout out goes to you.
Yay. Well, we are in the month of September, spooky month that has a coming. We're on spooky month eve. Spooky month is coming.
We're planning out Halloween looks, you guys.
Halloween looks. If you have anything and you want us to dress up as a duo, let us know. We kind of came up with one already, but we haven't figured out the rest yet. So we are looking forward to doing a lot of videos up here. We do, again, I know we've been kind of busy with life and stuff, but thank you to all the fans who did sign up for the BBB fan story. Our form is closed, so we will start reaching out to fans here shortly. We are hoping to get one next week and stuff. So thank you for your patience. We are trying our best to get here. Also, we may have some special thing coming up here soon for you guys, so we cannot wait. Nicole has a question mark on her forehead. I have a reminder off camera.
Hold on. What? Why am I confused?
Remember, I got an extra thingy.
An extra thingy? Oh my God. I'm sitting here like, what? Yes. Something special is happening. So you are going to want to stay tuned for a lot of future episodes. I don't know when we're going to announce it. Just stay tuned.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We are looking forward to seeing you guys next week. Thank you guys for all your support. Please subscribe to our channel if you haven't already. And all of our social media links are down below. Definitely follow us on our Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok account. We've been posting there lately. And I know on Instagram, we've been posting some photos of our photo shoots. So thank you for your likes.
Yes, thank you.
And with that, we will see you guys next week. So, bye.
Bye.